basics, you're probably going to realize that some of the timelines in this episode don't really make sense. That's because this is from the vault. So enjoy a special episode that we recorded while we were at the Beachcast. Here's basics.
I do feel like when I asked that question, I thought it was innocent. I had no idea, Travis. I'm really sorry.
It's all right. It was devastating.
Do you think she'll start paying you alimony soon?
They're both going to pay me alimony. I'm getting both of their houses.
But she's still on this podcast, right?
Wait, I'm confused. What are you guys talking about?
Your affair with my husband.
You were having an affair with Travis's husband.
Everyone's saying it.
People told us that at the beach.
Oh. Yeah, I am.
Everyone's
sorry
saying
about that.
It.
Do you think it's going to be weird for the rest of the weekend or?
Probably.
Do you want to just switch bedrooms
or how
I'm
does this work?
Upstairs.
Yeah. We'll switch bedrooms. I woke up as a woman. I think Adrian will be fine.
I hope everyone remembers what we're talking about from weeks ago when we played the hot ones with our hot ones.
Hot ones.
We played Truth or Dab with the basic bays. They loved it.
They were so enthusiastic
about
it.
But they had to go pack our coolers and make our mangoritas for tomorrow at the beach, so they had to leave. So this one will just be the basics.
So I hope you like that.
I think I might do a little dabbing.
Because this week, I'm at a wedding, and so is Chelsea.
Yeah. And I'm just at home by myself, but no one's here. Hi, hello.
So we're recording basics. This one a few weeks in advance. So at this moment, my sister getting married. Or actually, she'd already be married by now.
Hey, Basics, it's Amy.
It's Travis.
It's Chelsea.
And we're the Basic Brunch Cast.
Yeah.
On a timer.
On a timer.
We are here to drink or, no, to.
To drink or die.
To.
Oh, I mean truth or drink.
Truth or dab. Truth or dab or drink. So dab would be hot sauce. We're breaking the rules because we're rule breakers.
Yeah,
we might drink.
Bad. We're real bad.
We're so bad. And we are playing this game for 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Why 30 minutes? Because my heart can't handle more.
It won't go on and on.
It won't go on.
And on. I'm adding a 30-minute timer.
Oh, okay.
Unless you wanted to do it, Chelsea. I didn't want to. Okay, you've got one. You start that.
I was looking on Instagram.
I'm also going to add a 30-minute timer, so we all have one.
We did learn something about this game that we played it wrong in episode 36. We're supposed to answer the question that we draw, not ask somebody else.
Which makes more sense because
some of them are weird.
Like, you have to drink or dab. If you don't want to do the question, but someone picked it for you, of course, if you're picking it, you have to answer the one that you pulled. That's harder.
That much harder.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's starting?
I'll start.
You.
Chelsea
start. Travis started.
Thought that's why he would start again. I like consistency. Okay. It's predictable. Okay. It feels safe.
Okay, I'll go first.
For Amy's safety, he's the man. Start first.
I'm the man. I have a penis.
It's required.
Okay.
Well,
do you this episode?
What's the most embarrassing show that I love to watch?
This is so easy for
We've
you.
Talked
you watch
about
so
this
many
in
embarrassing
every other
shows.
Episode.
I watch a lot of shows that are embarrassing, but I love them all. Basically anything on the CW.
I saw those Disney girls that you like, Allie and whatever.
AJ.
Yeah, I was thinking of you.
I would just say probably the most embarrassing show that I enjoy watching is probably like Legacies, which is like the Vampire Diaries kids.
Mm.
Yeah, that's probably, I'm an adult, like, I probably
we don't need to watch these shows.
I probably don't need to watch a show about teenagers in high school, but I do, and I love it. So
we don't judge.
Thank
we
you.
Don't judge.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't
you.
Think I have an embarrassing show I watch. I don't like watch anything.
I was supposed to say you don't watch TV.
Oh no, I do. I watch Jersey Shore still.
Okay, yeah, that's embarrassing.
What's the most?
You're so embarrassed.
Oh no, Jersey Shore.
We do judge, and it's Jersey Shore.
Okay. Yeah.
What's the most disturbing fantasy or dream you've ever had?
Ooh.
Oh, I'm gonna drink.
Okay.
Okay.
That says disturbing.
That's very disturbing.
You need to drink for a disturbing one?
I don't.
Disturbing things are kind of personal, Travis.
I don't know. It might be a little personal.
It's a lot.
Okay. All right. Drink. Go drink.
My husband's on the couch.
I see him.
Okay. It's not safe to talk about it here.
We're not in a safe space.
You can tell us later.
Tell us later. Whisper it in our ears.
Okay.
Are you going to have to drink too, Amy?
Oh, no.
I've done so many of these. I feel terrible. It says, what's the meanest thing you've ever said to someone's face?
Oh, what is it?
This card is in every, like,
everything.
Card deck, card game.
I can't even think of it. I probably have said a lot of mean things.
I mean, I've called somebody the C word before. I mean,
yes, you have. I was there. So I don't know. I've said some terrible things.
She's looking at her husband. It's time.
He's like, yes, you have.
Yeah.
So you can't, so many you can't remember. I think that's the answer.
I can't recall a specific one.
Okay.
Okay.
It was enough that you can't recall.
When I get mad, I say very, very specific mean things to people.
I'm bad with friends.
Okay.
What's the last account that I searched for on Instagram?
Oh, no. These are just made for Travis.
Please be his Finsta.
Well, I'm going to go to my personal account, Travis Cinnamon account.
Please don't.
Oh, Tyler Blackburn. He's an actor.
So fun. Scandalous. Oh, no.
So crazy.
So
I don't think wild. I don't think anything else is very wild about it. I mean, like, I can't even.
I just mean Chelsea's getting some hard questions over here, and you're getting favorite TV shows and Instagram searches. You might as well get your favorite pizza topping next.
I mean, if you go really far back, there's like a porn star. Does that help?
It's not that scandalous.
I know. Nothing's scary about this. It's Instagram. You can only get so bad on there.
Right.
Okay, this says, do you have any D pics on your phone?
Of course.
I think they mean dick.
Dick pics.
And it says, prove it, but I'm obviously not going to show you guys a picture of Adrian's penis because that would be awkward.
That'd be weird.
He's on the couch.
Is this like when they call it?
So you'll show us later.
Is this like when they call it F Boy Island?
Yes.
Okay.
The chatter's gone up a little.
But you will tell us about both cards later.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have that discussion.
Agreed.
Well, it's not going to be a show and tell.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Did you guys need it for your business?
Well, yeah, we need it for our business. Thank you.
Spouse swapped with Travis, so yeah. It's getting weird.
I think I deserve some reciprocation.
So it's confusing. You're already sleeping with Brian.
Hi, Adrian. Can you send Travis a dick pic?
Yeah. As payment.
For taking my spouse.
You can also step in the bedroom and show him whatever works for you.
Which bedroom? Whose is whose now? Who keeps theirs?
Who knows?
Who leaves their bedroom behind?
Yeah. If you're like in an entanglement, you go in the extra bedroom.
That's an entanglement. Yes. Oh. Okay. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Extra bedroom is for entanglement.
I think I did it wrong. I just put the ironing board out up there.
Love that. Okay.
You can get entangled with that.
Oh, yeah. That could be dangerous.
It's traumatic, but
don't.
Maybe that's part of my disturbing fantasy.
Oh. I'm going to put the iron into the locked closet that's up there.
Yeah. Lock that up.
Okay. On the last sports team you were part of.
Never.
Okay, you can put that card down.
Did you bring the average skill level of your team up or down? I just feel like if I was on a sports team, up.
It would be monikers.
Yeah, then it's up. But beyond that, it's probably.
I had a hard time being one of the two people carrying a picnic table today with Travis, so I guess I brought that sports team down.
Yeah, you brought it way down.
Thanks for carrying most of that picnic table today.
Yeah, I carried that whole thing.
He looks nervous.
Travis has a
good This isn't a question I can answer because it actually legit, I don't think of this. I'll ask the question out loud just because I'm not going to keep skipping questions. No one likes a liar. Who do you think here lies the most? I think we're sometimes brutally honest.
Yeah.
We should probably lie a little bit more.
Maybe you should say, who do you think should lie a little more?
Because truths are bad.
Yeah. All of us should lie a little more, maybe. Maybe not be so honest.
Right. Like, don't say all the things.
Especially on like your birthday. We probably shouldn't be honest on birthday.
That was a lot of honesty and mostly not honesty.
Yeah, a lot of drunk honesty.
Yeah, good.
So we're not liars.
No, we're too honest.
We're too honest.
I think you still keep the card even if you're a liar.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a liar.
Maybe this time we should see who actually won and count the cards.
Yeah, yes.
forgot to do that.
Because now this will make sense.
You don't like that. Okay.
I'm nervous.
Tell us about the worst parental punishment you ever received. So when I was little, I used to throw these tantrums like really bad. They were so, so, so bad that my parents thought that it was because they were giving me chocolate and I was having an adverse reaction, like aggressive adverse reaction to chocolate that was making me aggressive.
SAE to chocolate. Yes.
Okay, okay.
She is having a serious adverse event to chocolate.
Okay.
Were they giving you a lot of chocolate?
It was because they stopped giving me it, probably why I was actually having the
tantrum about like I want the chocolate. Yeah.
So the punishment was no chocolate?
No. So my mom, who obviously, I was a child. She was larger than me. Just used to sit on top of me and hold my hands. I think it's called a therapeutic restraint.
Yeah.
That's what when I worked in mental health, we called it for kids.
Yeah.
But it was a lot, and I'm okay now.
Feels like a lot.
My dad would just be like, "Do you think I think
we should let her go?
You think you should get up now?"
Yeah.
not until she calms down. And I'm like, I will never calm down.
And she still hasn't.
And I probably would have given you away. Accurate. So she did a better job.
So she's, so I don't judge her for this. I think it was given necessary. You more
chocolate. I would have melted it and just poured it right in.
Yeah. You like this hot chocolate?
There you go. No, I'm able to let it cool down a little bit. Okay. I was just trying to expedite the chocolate providing.
Yeah. Oh, they took me to the doctor because they thought I had a chocolate
allergy.
So
that made you crazy. Okay.
Well, do you eat chocolate now? Does it impact you, do you think?
I don't eat a lot of chocolate, but I don't think it impacts me like that. But I was going to ask Travis if I could have a drumstick after this.
What if we're ever with Chelsea and she starts having a lot of chocolate and getting crazy?
Now we know what to do.
Okay,
we sit on her horse.
My mom.
We lay her on the couch. We both sit on her. We hold her down.
Yeah.
Yeah, just call my mom and be like, this is happening. And she'll be like, oh, let me walk you through the restraint.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Her arms, I imagine, at this age will be flailing a little bit. So one of us will have to kind of hold those and sit down on the arms.
Yeah. It's fine.
It's going to be a lot, but I'm going to do it.
We'll do it.
I mean, I'm going to eat one of those drumsticks on top of her while I'm doing it.
Good.
Okay.
Also, I guess I'm not drinking because I just finished my drink.
I finished my mangarita, too.
Truth from here on out. Mm. Or I can just walk to the fridge.
I was like, or you could get
just all truths. Okay, I forgot. There's something about this game that you're not supposed to do, but I just did a bunch of times. I just skipped 10 cards.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stop doing that.
It's actually any game.
So okay, I'm going to not do that. I just next didn't one, even next read one most of those. Next so I'm going one to do the happening. Next card.
Yes, you are.
Who in this room needs to tone down their ego?
Oh.
I don't think any of us, because we took a lot of bathing suit photos today and we were quite vulnerable.
We were.
Talking about folding in the folds and unfolding the chin layers and tucking in the bellies. So nope, there was not a lot of ego in anything we did today.
We were fine with people saying, here, tuck part of that stomach in.
You know how
in.
Sometimes when you're trying on wedding dresses, you put pins in the back, like those clothespin type things?
I need those
for my
skin.
We were doing that with our skin today, so we don't have any egos.
Yeah.
Who's a Peloton instructor that says no ego, amigo? Is it Jess Sims? That's why I can't stand her. I don't like her at all.
And then she says sexy transitions. You don't need to have sexiness between workout and movements.
And then she goes, do you have that glazed donut look?
Every single class. I have that glazed donut look.
So Jess Sims, not a fan.
We don't need that.
Yeah, we don't like that energy.
Travis just skipped a card after he told me I couldn't do that.
It was probably like about reading people's text messages.
Okay, who in this room could beat you in a fight with one hand tied behind their back? Her name is Chelsea.
Yeah.
That's very...
I win, you lose.
Chelsea would need one hand in like an earring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep.
Mm-hmm. Both earrings. They'd be there.
Who here is most likely to snoop through someone's messages and not tell them? Well, it's me.
Okay.
Because I think Travis might... But he would just tell.
Travis wouldn't go through their messages. He would sneak into finding information about them on the internet. He would probably deep dive and find your messages through another source, not through your phone.
Yeah.
Or not through your Facebook. He would go somehow hack into your learning everything about you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
I'd just look at your messages. He did that last night. Oh, that's why he stayed up so late.
Oh, I did do it last night. I forgot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, here's my question. At what age do you want to have kids?
Never.
Never.
I love that age.
Never.
The never age.
The never age.
This is a stupid question.
Okay.
Are you a Democrat or Republican and justify why? I'm a Democrat because we're right and we're good. That's the answer.
Okay.
We're good people.
This one is tell the room what you think is your hottest physical feature.
I would like to know what your hottest physical feature that you think.
I used to think it was my butt, but I actually like my legs a lot. Mm. And sometimes people say like, you have really nice legs. And I'm like, oh, I didn't think about that. So now it's my legs because my butt is drooping. I'm just kidding.
Let's say it's
because
gravity.
Of my droopy butt.
My droopy booty.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why they make us do the split squats because they know how old we are.
I think it's because we saw a girl wearing these really cute Lululemon shorts today.
You missed it.
And so her butt was perfect. But we don't know if it was the Lululemons.
Yeah. We want to buy these shorts.
How do you ask somebody at a coffee shop if you can go in the bathroom, change shorts so you can assess your booty and her shorts so you know how much it's the shorts and how much it's her so you know how much room you have to work with?
Yeah.
Is there a right way to ask that question?
Do you have a suggestion?
If I had been there, I'd have been like, girl, you're looking good in those shorts.
Can I try them on? Because we want to know how much that would impact our butt, we're saying.
Well, then she'd be like, oh, thank you. I'd be like, those shorts are doing some magic for you. Where'd you get them? And she'd be like,
we knew,
oh,
they
I got
were
them
Lululemon.
Here. You, it would have created a conversation because then she would have been like, no,
oh, okay.
I actually.
We did it wrong already.
No, I actually had a BBL. And I'd be like, me too. I'm going to get one.
Now, right now.
Now, I'm going now.
From those shorts.
But because of those shorts.
Them to me.
Do they do those at Ocean Isle?
No. Oh. You have to go to Mexico.
You can go to Dominican.
Yeah.
None of those are close to Ocean Isle, either one. It's fine. We're just going to go for a little while. We'll be back.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not going. You can go.
I'll go. I'll do it for us.
Lululemons.
Yeah. Okay. Amy and I are just hoping on, dreaming a prayer that those shorts work.
Those shorts are what are going to do it. And then it'll be weird in our bathing suits when we're wearing the Lululemon biker shorts under the bathing suit.
Yeah.
We'll get a little
skin
tone
ones.
Kind of a little Jane Fonda.
Oh, the skin tone ones. Actually, Beyonce's newest align with Adidas just came out. And all of the leggings have those little almost fake underwear lines in them, like the Jane Fonda-esque underwear line that goes like halfway through your butt cheek. So it makes it look really
like intentional.
Yeah. Yeah. The color is different. It's super. I saw a Peloton instructor wearing it. And I was like, is that on purpose? And then I saw the line. It looks like you're
the
wearing,
80s are back.
It looks like you're wearing the 80s leotard over the leggings almost. The color is different, but it looks like leotard lines, not like panty line
that.
Type thing.
Okay.
I can't decide if I want it or not. I had it in now
you'll
the card
end up
a lot.
Yeah,
it.
We'll find out. She had it in the card
yeah,
a
exactly.
lot.
Exactly.
What
color
is Amy share?
There's only three, and they sell out really fast because her Adidas collabs go pretty fast. So we'll see what's
but
available.
But what colors were you interested
she
in?
She only had three. It was black on
did
black.
Did you have all three
it was
in the
blue
car?
Blue on light blue. Yeah, and then it was light pink with a beige.
I'm
had
not
the
sure if I
like
them, but
the
I had
side.
All three in the cart.
Light pink with beige?
Yeah, with the Adidas stripes on the side. So that was kind of unique.
Yeah, that's unique. Okay. We'll see you in that next week. Wonderful. Okay.
This is so heavy.
Okay, do it.
If your life ended tomorrow, would you be proud of how it went?
Would you?
We already discussed cremation for a long time in the pool today.
No one heard that conversation.
I'm just worried about where these questions are taking me.
To death.
I mean, I think I'd be content.
Okay.
But always still wanting more.
I mean, will you be dead? So it really wouldn't matter.
That's why I don't worry that much, but.
I'm
not
dead, so
concerned.
I don't care.
Yeah, this is for you. Would you be proud of me?
Yeah. I would.
Oh.
If you want an all expenses paid vacation for three, which two others in the room would you pick?
Oh my God, take us.
Well, we're the only two in this room. We're
perfect.
The only three in this room.
That
so would have
been
you.
A fun question, like if there were more than three of us, but there's only three of us
there's
on this
only
podcast.
Three of us, so yeah.
So it doesn't make sense.
It's the podcast.
Yeah. Would you pick, if you were doing a podcast and you could only have three people, who would you pick?
You two.
Oh,
yay. I win, you lose.
Wait, this is the trip. This is the trip you picked and we're here.
And we're here. It's happened. It's not all expenses paid. It is all expenses
paid. It is
by
us.
By us. It's fine. Yeah. Everything's fine.
Okay. Well, this is rude. It's about ranking the people in the room from
saw
most
that
to
card.
Least in Electro. I'm like, well, that's fucking rude. But Travis.
And everyone else.
We don't want to play
side?
That question. And no, it was
everyone
it was,
else.
It was
you.
Most.
Oh,
you.
Okay, thank you.
Wait, what?
Amy, that didn't help your case. Wait, what?
Amy, least. Okay, anyways,
I guess
card.
You played the card.
Tell the room how often you groom/wax below the belt and what style you go for.
We know that already. Yeah. You post about it in our podcast. We know.
Yeah.
We watch your schedule.
Yeah, so we watch that.
But actually, when you posted the picture of getting your wax right before the beach and I had just done the same, I was thinking, this is exactly what I explained about how much work it is to do or go anywhere now that we're 100 years old.
Yes.
You have to line up all of the appointments in advance. Mm-hmm. You can't just casually go somewhere.
No. You can just casually have people rip out your genital hair.
Right. You have to pre-plan the grooming.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
And in fact, when you posted that, I was like, isn't she a week early? And then I was like,
oh no.
Oh, this has to be done.
Our cycles are syncing up.
Oh no. Travis, you have your period at the same time as us now.
Some people don't get their periods, Chelsea.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's right. They would never.
Would never.
They would never. I'm not making up my own question. I hate questions.
That's stupid.
I hate questions.
Make
I hate
up my own
question. Another make up your own question?
Come on. This is the longest 30 minutes of my
Amy,
life.
Amy, I think that is your part that you shuffled.
Yeah. I can do intellectual fuck. Stop it. Oh my God. I don't want to hook up with your husbands.
What? This is
Jesus.
Is this question Christ. Trying to make us have an orgy tonight? Oh, I feel like a lot of these questions are tricking
party?
Us.
Is this a sex party?
Did you bring these cards on purpose to force us to have a sex party? Oh, it's so hot in here.
It's remember?
Oh,
hot
and
in
Brian
here.
Was setting the scene last night because he's like, "I'm is so anyone else hot? Hot. It's just so hot
yeah.
in here.
So hot.
Oh, it must just be my face. I'll take the
shirt
off."
And then I was like,
off.
"I'm actually cold. I'm gonna go get my cardigan."
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Some folks
back
just aren't cool under pressure. Who here is the least chill? Well, I think we're chill about real things, but I think that the only thing I can think of by least chill
is me driving.
Is that no, I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about how too. Passionate you come sometimes get you sometimes get about
I was thinking about how passionately you come.
Passionately
how
I come.
Passionately you come about you sometimes okay. get when your Facebook
do you have cameras in my house?
Thomas, I'm your neighbor. Oh. I'm that neighbor that doesn't live there.
Okay,
that's
you've
me.
Been watching through the
I've
window.
I've been parking my old ass trucks in your driveway. That's
my
me.
You
truck.
Sick bitch.
That's me. You put your blinds up. You're like, if we ever get neighbors, we have to put these blinds down.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you
yeah, you will.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, you will.
You should, because I'm here watching you.
But how passionately you respond to Facebook comments.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Comments.
Yeah, comments.
Comments. It's a little intense sometimes, and I feel like when you feel pressure that you put upon yourself, you get a little bit unchilly.
Okay, yeah.
Unchilly.
That's, I would agree with that statement. I get a little crazy. A little
different
nuts.
Moments?
I don't think this is true of any of us.
Pass.
This one, I'll read it, but this isn't, I think we would all help each other. It says, snitches get stitches. Who here is most likely to rat to the police to get
oh
off easy?
Oh my God.
I think we'd all be like, we buried the body together and we don't know a thing.
We would not say we buried the body to the police, Travis.
No, yeah. I'm saying to each other.
Oh,
we'd
yeah,
be
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
did
yeah.
you get the, I got that part. You got this part. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And then we'd go about it and when the police came, we'd be like, we're not even married. What are you talking about? We've
I
never heard of
in
husbands.
OIB. What are you talking about?
Oh, you assumed it was the husband.
You a husband? Yeah.
Husbands.
No, not since I met him. No.
He hasn't been home in months.
No, she never had a significant other. No.
Yeah.
Why do you ask?
Why do you?
He was a bad person, a bad, bad man.
I bet I'd never heard of him, but he was bad.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, I heard somebody told me that
she
had a boyfriend that looked like a girlfriend that I had in February of last year. So
here we
do
are.
Do what you want with that, detective.
Here we are.
Okay, this one says, read your internet search history from your phone out loud. I'll just go down a little bit. Weather tomorrow. Download IG story.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Maria's Pizza, Ocean Isle Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Snaptic.
Mm-hmm.
21 Seeds. Michael's Pizza. This might have been after our sand bucket cocktail because it says
things get crazy.
08B, Ocean Isle Beach.
Oh, okay.
So I guess I couldn't have
compress
some spelling
the I,
things
yep.
there.
Okay.
Courtney Love album cover.
Mm-hmm. Oh, from our conversation.
Okay.
IRM workout meeting, Peloton bike, Newcastle, Pennsylvania. and Pfizer, the name of the Pfizer vaccine
okay.
name.
Okay, so, that's yeah. good. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Thank you. And see, mine isn't racy because I do all that in incognito.
Right. That's not incognito worthy. Those things?
No, that's what I'm saying. Mine would be like that too.
Oh,
same, yeah.
oh!
Just
I thought
normal.
You meant you looked at pizza menus incognito, and
I
was
separate
just confused.
Searches based
I don't want
off
anyone
of
knowing
if
I do carbs.
Yeah, no, no, it's bad. Okay.
So,
your turn.
Should we just chat for a couple of minutes?
I want to know why you're afraid of this card. Well, this is. Did that happen to you?
No. Have you ever come close to failing a class? No.
No, she's perfect.
No.
Well, actually, but let's ask her sister.
Who's smarter than you in this room?
Nobody.
Everyone.
What's something unexpected
me, I
that
mean,
turned
I'm not,
him
I'm not
asking the question.
Travis, okay.
I was like, okay, so Travis asked that question. I said no one, and you said everyone. You bitch.
I meant everyone's probably smarter than
What's
me.
Your best pickup line? What? We're not straight men.
None of us are.
Speak for yourself.
No, these are the questions are getting dumb.
The okay. questions are getting dumb. Can we just chat for a moment?
Yeah, what do you want to chat about?
How much I hate games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where does your hate of games come from?
No,
yeah.
I don't really want to talk about that.
I mean, we know
that.
About why you hate birds. Why do you hate games? Was your brother not nice to you about games?
No.
Oh, okay. My older brother was not a good winner or loser.
I don't enjoy them.
Oh, okay.
Even as a child?
I don't like things that aren't predictable. I don't like surprises, like where you don't know what the car is going to say, or you don't know if you're going to have to pick something or vote something. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Where did your hate of hot sauce come? I didn't see you have any dabs.
My taste buds. Mm. They said no, thank you.
No, thank you.
Those habanero lime chips
not good.
Were too spicy. My lips were on fire while I was in the shower.
Mm.
Oh, I didn't
I got a lot of 2% milk.
Also, the 2% milk that you bought is like very like high class 2% milk.
She said I would never
bring non-organic milk into this house.
I'm like, well, Adrian's never had
antibiotic
organic milk.
Lined udders feeding you your milk is actually how I described it.
Do you like that, Adrian?
Okay.
So we're at the beach still while we're recording this, even though by now we're way back and probably drinking all the pumpkin things.
I'm in South Dakota at this point.
I'm not. I'm at home under a blanket drinking pumpkin spice everything.
Okay.
Because it's already out in August.
It would be fall.
So by October, I'll be embracing it.
I mean, it'll still be 97 degrees because global warming, but it's fine.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to be under a blanket.
You'll be in a bikini
and
drinking
a
pumpkin spice latte.
Okay.
I do appreciate how I will probably need to hide under a blanket because we're at the beach in August, end of August, late August.
Yeah.
And
current. Yes.
We brought 18 varieties of potato chips.
We did. Yes.
So I probably will still need to wear a blanket.
We'll do a potato tasting.
That would be so fun. Last year we did a pumpkin beer tasting. And this year we could do a potato chip tasting event after this card game.
Yeah. I mean, we only have like three kinds, but it's fine.
No, we don't. We have the habanero lime. We have the truffle. We have, what's the other one you
barbecue.
Got?
Barbecue. Well, I don't have that one. That's Adrian's.
But no, you had another
of
chips.
Well, he kettle chips. Too.
Those are, sea salt.
Sea salt. Okay. Then we have the Tostitos scoops, which you can do
corn.
That with your tongue. You can make your tongue into a scoop, so that's relevant. We need to include those
but
scoops.
Those are made of corn, not
these
potato.
Are chips. I didn't say potato chips. I said delete that part. I said chips.
Roll the tapes.
I said burr.
I said chips. Chips.
Okay, chips. Okay.
And then we have my baked Lays.
Okay. We have ice chips.
We do have ice chips.
Oh, no.
And we have a chip on our shoulder.
Yeah. For what?
I'm not sure yet. I was trying to think of something we were mad about, but
okay,
we're not. We're actually
we're
having
great.
The best time.
Yeah,
we're mad about the bees dying.
We just fogged outside.
We had to kill.
We fogged the wasps.
Yes,
not. I'm talking about honeybees, which
well,
are
if their
sweet
cousins
and kind.
Are honeybees. We feel nervous that we fogged them out as well, Travis. And you did that.
I didn't kill any honeybees. I double checked.
How'd you do that?
I looked before I started fogging. I killed wasps.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to kill a honeybee.
I would never kill a honeybee either because...
Haven't you seen that tweet? I think maybe I send it to y'all where it's like, me 10 years ago, bee, me now. Hello, little honeybee.
Bee.
Would you like something to drink?
Please
do you want to borrow the keys
Earth
to the car?
Us.
Would you like me to buy you a house? I can...
I mean, are you allowed to pet bees? Do they like that?
Do you want to be pet?
A little shoulder massage with your wings being carefully observed so I don't hurt your wings?
Yeah. I'm just going to do a little massage.
Yeah.
It's fine. I've got another little bee. It's going to massage you.
I got a little bit... I cut some tiny, tiny, tiny cucumber circles for your eyes. I think you're going to love it.
Can I shine your stinger for
you? Yeah. What? Keep it in there. No,
keep that in there. Because if you release
it, you'll be dead.
The cucumbers are for nothing.
Yeah, that's the opposite of the goal here. We're trying to keep you stress free so you live longer. You little bee. Okay.
You little bee.
Yeah.
You little bee. All right. Well, I don't think this is going
anywhere
beyond
else.
This.
Oh, well, now
maybe
we have
just
to
do
be
more
done.
All right. Well, it was a quick one.
Yeah. We
and
always
that's
knew
okay,
it.
But it was
sometimes
fine.
We had six seconds left.
Yeah.
That was our
Listen,
time limit.
You're all at weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting married.
You're getting married right now. You're catching bouquets. You're getting married.
Yes. I'm going to wear all white. We've already discussed this. I should
I think
wear
you're
white.
You're supposed to wear white.
Yeah, I'll let you know
off
how it goes.
White.
Off white.
Off white.
Off white.
Classy.
I'm not rude.
Well, white's a lot. White's a commitment. I don't know what they're serving. Is there a fondue fountain
exactly.
situation? What if I get messy? No
it
white.
Insinuates like virginity.
Is
That's
there red
weird.
Wine being served? I shouldn't be wearing white. Off white.
Off white.
Ivory.
I'm going to wear ivory. I'll let you all know how it goes.
With a little bit of white lace to compliment the ivory.
I think my sister will really like it. I'll be like, I dress so we can match. Like,
we already
we're
used
in the
her
same
honey
family.
Fund to get you there.
Yeah. Yeah, we asked her if her honeymoon money could like buy my
Fly
plane
you
tickets.
Out there. Travel's expensive.
And by ask, I mean I just took it from there because she let me log into her thing. It's fine.
Chelsea had to fund her own trip. Yeah. She probably can't even wear white. She's probably wearing summer probably colors still. She probably like couldn't buy new things.
Mm-mm. Black to it.
Yeah.
Where? Whose wedding is this?
It's hard. Jackie.
Oh, okay.
It's hard because you can't wear white.
It's her second wedding, so it's going to be so like super fun.
So
like,
it'll be a really fun wedding.
So the first wedding, and she would not care if I said this was womp womp, and it turned out quite womp womp. So,
yeah.
And she always says she regretted how
it
went.
I imagine she feels that it was womp womp if it's her second marriage.
I mean, yeah, I think her first husband is okay with that.
Probably other words for it other
she's
than
polygamous.
Womp womp.
Yeah, maybe probably not womp womp. Yeah.
She's polygamous, guys. Sorry, I left that out.
Oh.
Wait, she's adding not a husband?
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's a lot of husbands.
Like, Travis believed me.
For a second, I did believe
I mean, we
you.
Don't judge.
I would have been like,
I don't know.
Oh,
okay, cool.
But I don't know if you get a wedding every time.
I don't know. Good
do
question.
Do you get a wedding every time? You could have a ceremony. You just couldn't have like a marriage license.
Oh.
Do you,
you just can't
Cody,
legally
take
be married.
This,
that's the guy's name on okay. What's the show?
Mary is the first wife.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Isn't his name Cody?
His name is Cody.
Cody,
yeah.
Take your 27th wife to. Do they have weddings? I should know this.
I don't know.
I think they have ceremonies. They just can't have an actual like
because their
legal
church supports
wedding.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
There's but, like tons of different ways. It's like gay people before we were legally allowed to get married, we'd have ceremonies.
Here's what we do.
We're
going
to go have an orgy and then study polygamy.
Yeah, because what we know is you can't wear white, ivory, or black to a wedding.
Okay.
Yes.
We I think don't, you can wear black.
Well, carefully.
It's carefully.
Funeral-ish sometimes. If you have to,
it has to be
you
done
have
right.
to know that you like them if you're wearing
it has
all black.
To be slutty
yes,
black.
Yes.
Slutty,
yes.
Black.
Slutty,
slutty black.
Slutty
is
black is appropriate.
Okay. Serious black?
No.
Funeral.
If you've covered your neck, no.
So everyone, are we clear on that? What you can and can't wear color-wise to a wedding?
Yes, yes.
What we're not clear on is if you can marry multiple people.
Yes.
So we're going to look into that.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for having brunch with us today. Please follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Basic Brunchcast. Our website, basicbrunchcast.com, or check out our merchandise store, basicbrunchcast.threadless.com. Cheers, Basics. Let's brunch again soon. This has been a Popjoy Media production.